In Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to learn B'siyata Deshmaya Brachos Daf Lamed Vav. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Kimcha Dechiti, wheat flour, Rav Yehuda Omar Boirei Pri Ha'adoma. The Bracha is Boirei Pri Ha'adoma. We know that wheat grows in the ground. Rav Nachman Omar, Shehakil Nia B'dvori. You don't make the Bracha that one would seem to make or one should make on it. Ha'adoma, one makes a Shehakil. Omar Le Rav Le Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, "Lo tif lo goleid Rav Yehuda. Don't argue with Rav Yehuda who says you should say Boir Pri Adoma. The Rav Yechanon uShmuel kaima kavosai, because both Rav Yechanon and Shmuel agree with Rav Yehuda that you should say Ho Adoma. The Omer Rav Yehuda maShmuel, v'chein Omer Rav Yitzchok Omer Rav Yechanon. Shemen zayis olive oil mevorachin olei olav Boir Pri Ha'etz. Since it comes from the olives, you make a brach of Ha'etz Alma." Afal Gavde Ishtani, you see that even though it's changed from its fruit form to its juice form, B'milsei Koi, the brocha stays the same, and you make ha'etz. Hochanami, so too, regarding the wheat, the flour that we're discussing, Afal Gavde Ishtani, even though it's not wheat kernels anymore, it's now been turned to flour, nonetheless, B'milsei Koi, it should retain its original brocha of Boir Pri Adoma, which is what Rav Yehuda said. Not like Rav Nachman, who says that it's somewhat been downgraded to the brach of Shehakil Nia B'dvori. Says the Gemara, Midomi, it's not similar. It's true that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan both said that olive oil retains its original bracha and you say ha'etz, but that doesn't mean that flour should be ha'adoma. Why? Hosam, in the case of Shemen Zayis and the olive oil, les le ilavei achrina. After it's turned into oil, there's no further improvement. It's, so to speak, reached its final destination. Okay, this is what it is. So you make the bracha of ha'etz as it was when it was in a fruit form. Hacha isle ilave achrini. But in the case of flour, it's changed from wheat to flour, but it's not yet finished. It's going to be further improved, bepas, when it's going to be made into a dough and into bread. And since it's not yet its final, and the purpose of the whole process is not yet over, therefore you do not make a brocha that would be befitting for the bread, and it's just in intermediate stage, and therefore you just make a shahakil. Says the Gemara, v'chi isle ilavei achrina loy movir chinon olei boir pri adomo elo shahakil. So are you suggesting that whenever a food item has not yet reached its final improvement, the brocha in the meantime is shahakil, which is what the Gemara is now explaining, why Rav Nachman says shahakil nia b'dvori, and the Gemara is suggesting that Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel would both agree with that. V'ha'omer Rav Zeira omer Rav Masna omer Shmuel. They said in the name of Shmuel, akra chaya, raw pumpkin, v'kimcha desaira, and barley flour, mevarchinon alayu shahakil nia b'dvori. You make the bracha of shahakil on them. My love, we can deduce from the fact that Shmuel just said that barley flour you make shahakil on it, dechiti, that in the case of wheat flour, boirei pri adoma, that you make the bracha of boirei pri adoma, like we saw before from in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though there's another stage after the wheat flour, it's still going to become bread, nonetheless, you make ha'adoma on it, not shahakil. Says the Gemara Loi. The truth is, you cannot deduce from Shmuel that in the case of wheat flour, he would make ha'adoma and not shahakil. Even though Shmuel, when he was speaking about the brachas, mentioned explicitly the barley flour, and only the barley flour you make shahakil. Says the Gemara, I'll explain to you why. Dechiti nami shahakil nia bidvori. The truth is that Shmuel would hold that even in the case of wheat flour, since it's not yet become bread, it's just become flour, you make a shahakil and not a hadoma. And why then do you speak about the barley flour, not the wheat flour? V'lishmeinon dechiti v'kol shken desaira. Why does Shmuel talk about the barley flour? Tell us that even in the case of the wheat flour, you make a shahakil, and kol shken, it will be even more understood and self-understood that the barley flour will be shahakil, because barley flour is somewhat less edible, and the people eat it less than wheat flour. And if even wheat flour you make shahakil, kol shken, barley flour. Says the Gemara, Iashminon dechiti, if Shmuel would have told us that you make a shahakil on the wheat flour, Havamina, I might have thought, Hanemili dechiti, when do you make a shahakel on the wheat flour? Aval desaira, but in the case of barley flour, lo livre cholei klal, it's not even considered a food item, and you wouldn't make any broch on it. Komash malon, that's why Shmuel has to tell us that barley flour, you have to make on it a brocha, which brocha shahakel nye bedvaroi, but not to exclude wheat flour. The wheat flour also, you would make shahakel nye bedvaroi. Says the Gemara, umigora mimelech v'zomis, why would we have assumed that barley flour, you would make no brocha? Is it any less edible than salt or zomis, which is a brine, also a very salty food item? Ditnan, we learnt in a brisa, al hamelech v'al hazomis, on salt and zomis, oimer shahakel nia bedvori, you do make a brocha, shahakel nia bedvori. We don't say that there's no brocha on it, it's not a food item at all. And if salt is a food item, so too the barley flour should be a food item. If so, why did Shmuel, we're back to the original question, why did Shmuel speak about the barley flour? He should have spoken about the wheat flour and told us that wheat flour you make shahakel, and we'll understand from there that kol shekein barley flour you make shahakel. Says the Gemara, itzchich. No, I still have to tell us explicitly that barley flour you make a bracha of shahakel, and without this chiddush we would think you would make no bracha, and we would not say that it's the same as melech, as salt, that you make a bracha. Why? Salkadai techam, I might have thought melech v'zomis ovid inish teshadi lepumei. It's normal on some level for a person to taste and to put into his mouth some salt and zomis. Aval kimcha desaira, but when it's regarding the barley flour, hoil v'kosha lekukiani, since it's unhealthy, it causes worms in the intestines, lo livre cholei klal, you shouldn't make any broch on it. Komash malon, that's why Shmuel had to tell us, kiven de isle hanomine, since at the end of the day you derive benefit from it and pleasure from it, boy of ruche, you have to make a brocha. And even though we saw in Daf Lamed Hey that regarding olive oil, that since it's mazik, it causes damage, you don't make any brocha on it, over there it's because when you're eating or drinking the olive oil, you have no pleasure from it. Over here, in the case of the barley oil, a barley flour, you do have pleasure from it. Since you have pleasure from it, even though it causes harm, you have to make a brocha. And that's what Shmuel is telling us. You make a shahakel nia bedvori. Continues the Gemara. Kaira. We're now going to discuss the soft part of a palm tree. Every year, as the new branches develop, initially the new branches are soft and actually edible. We'll see in the Gemara that later on they become very, very stiff and they're no longer edible. Rav Yehuda Omar Boire Pri Adoma. Rav Yehuda says that on this soft part of the palm, you make Boire Pri Adoma. Shmuel Omar Shahakel Nia Bedvori. Shmuel says you make the bracha of Shahakel Nia Bedvori. Rav Yehuda Omar Boire Pri Adoma. The reason that Rav Yehuda said it's Adoma Peirahu, he assumed that since it's edible, it has the same halacha as the fruit of this tree, and therefore it's ha'adoma. Shmuel Omar Shahakel Nia Bedvori. Shmuel maintains that the bracha is Shahakel. Hoil v'soifoi lehakshis, since eventually this is going to become inedible, therefore it does not have the halachas of a fruit. Since you have benefit from it and pleasure from it, you have to make a bracha. Which bracha? You make Shahakel. Omar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one. That's how they used to address Rav Yehuda. Kavosoch mistabra, it's probable that the halacha is like you, Rav Yehuda, say, that the halacha is you make a ha'adoma, and he's going to bring proof. Dotznoin, which is some form or some type of radish, soifei lehakshis, that eventually it will also become too hard to be edible, and nonetheless, mvorchinon olei boir pri adoma, and one makes the bracha of ha'adoma on it. So from here, Shmuel is bringing proof to Rav Yehuda that Tzanoin and Kaira have the same halachas. And the Gemara is actually going to discuss that now. V'loihi, Tzanoin not to eat inchi adata de pugla. When people originally plant the Tzanoin, the radishes, they do it having in mind to eat this soft part, the pugla, which means to eat the Tzanoin when it's soft. Dikla, however, in the case of the palm tree, lo noti incha adaita de kira. People do not plant these trees in all, and having in mind that the soft part of the palm is actually going to be eaten. Says the Gemara, V'chol heicha d'loi noti incha adat d'hocha, loi mevorchinon alei. Are you suggesting that since what you're eating wasn't the original intent of the one that planted it, that means you don't make the bracha on it of ha'adama or ha'etz, or the relevant bracha? V'harei tzlaf, in the case of tzlaf, d'noti incha adat d'parcha, people plant it having in mind to eat the fruit part of it. We're soon going to see there are four parts to a tzlaf. There's the fruit itself called the evyonois, and then you've got the kafrisin, which is a type of shell on the fruit, on the evyonois, and then you have the tmorois and the alim. The alim are the leaves, which are also edible, and the tmorim are date-like protrusions between the leaves, which are also edible. And so it says here that a person, he plants the tzlaf in having in mind to eat the evyonis, to eat the fruits. Utnanam, we learnt in a Mishnah, kol mine nitzpa, all the edible parts of this tzlaf is as follows: aloha alin v'ala tmorois, the leaves and the date-like protrusions between the leaves, oimir boir pri adoma, he makes a ha'adoma. V'ala evyonis, but on the fruit itself, v'ala kafrisin, and on this shell that covers the fruit, oimir boire pri ha'etz, that's the actual fruit, and you make ha'etz on it. So you see from here that even though people, they plant the tzlaf for the evyonis, and we're assuming that the kafrisin are part of the evyonis, they're part of the fruit, and you say ha'etz, but the rest of the tzlaf, namely the alin and the tmorois, the leaves and the date-like protrusions from them, where they were clearly not planted in order to eat them, and nonetheless you don't say shahakel on them, you say ha'adama on them. So now we're back to a question. Shmuel said that the Mishnah, the Braisa of Tznoin, that says you make ha'adama, that works, that's a raya proof to Rav Yehuda, who said that kaira, you make ha'adama, unlike his own opinion that you say shahakel on the kaira. The Gemara said that it's not a proof. It could be that even though Tznoin is ha'adama, that's because it was planted in order to be eaten in that way. But maybe the Manda Omar who says Tznoin is ha'adama would agree that Kaira you make shahakil because you do not plant the Kaira in order to eat the soft part of it. And now the Gemara says, no, but by Tzlaf, the part that's not meant to be eaten or that wasn't planted to be eaten, you make ha'adama on it. And then that should be similar to Kaira, that you make ha'adama on it, like Shmuel said initially, that you can compare the Kaira to the Tznoin, and we're not going to differentiate between whether it was made to be eaten in this way or not. Says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, no. Tzlaf noti inchi adaita deshuta. When a person plants the tzlaf, he has in mind anything that's going to sprout from it. And therefore, and the reason that on part of it you make ha'adomo and part of it you make ha'etz is because the evyonois are the original fruits, and that includes the kafrisin, according to that Manda Oma. They are the original fruits of the trees, so you make ha'etz. The other parts of it, which are the tmoris and the alim, they are not the fruits, and therefore you only make ha'adomo. But either way, a tzlaf is similar to tznoin, in as much as that the brachas you make on it are because you planted it in order to eat them in that way. And when it comes to Kaira, there you're not, it's not planted in order to eat the soft part of the Kaira, and therefore possibly you would those all the Manda Omrim, those of Tznoin and of Tzlaf would all agree that with Kaira the broch is Shahakil. And then that's not like Shmuel, who said that you can bring proof from Tznoin to Rav Yehuda's opinion by Kaira that you make Ha'adoma. And that's how the Gemara carries on. Dikla loy noti incha data de kaira. In the case of the kaira, a person does not plant it in order to derive benefit to eat the soft part. And Rashi explains eating the soft part will actually make the tree smaller because the new soft part is potentially going to become a new branch of the palm. If you eat it, it's not going to be there to do that. And therefore, it could well be that they would all agree to what Shmuel said, that in the case of Kaira, you would make a Shahakil and not a Hadoma. And now the Gemara says, Afel gav de kol say Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel, he praised Rav Yehuda's opinion of saying that you make hadoma on the Kaira and even brought proof to that from Tznoin, nonetheless, Hilchasa Kavoseda Shmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel, you make a shahakil, and like the Gemara differentiated between the Tznoin and the Kaira, bringing proof from Tzlaf, that anything that you planted with the intentions of eating in that way, you make the regular brachas, not the shahakil. But in the case of the Kaira, it's going to be shahakil because a person does not plant a palm tree in order to eat the Kaira in the soft part of the tree. Continues the Gemara. We're now going to discuss a little bit more at length the tzlaf and the four parts of the tzlaf. And we have to try and remember, the evyonis are the fruits of the tzlaf. The kafrisin is an edible shell type of cover, of peel, to the evyonis. The leaves, the alim, they are the leaves which are edible, and between the leaves protrude some olive types of fruits, and they are called the tmoris. Omer Rav Yehuda Amarav, Tzlaf shel orlo b'chutz la'aret, zoyrek es evyonis v'oichel es ha-kafrisin. We're now going to learn regarding the tzlaf a number of different sugyas, different topics that are all depending on whether a particular food item, if it's a fruit, if it's called a pri, or if it's called a vegetable and it's not called a pri. There's differences in Hilchas Maisa, there's differences in Hilchas Orla, there's differences regarding which bracha you make on them, there's differences regarding kilayim, and we have to try and make some order with all these sugyas. Now, Orla itself, the concept of Orla min ha-Torah, which means that the first 3 years of some fruits may not be eaten at all, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Min ha-Torah, there's no Orla in Chutz La'aretz. The Midrabbanon, the Chachomim, however, said that even in Chutz La'aretz, one should keep the halachas of Orla. But not always. There are some certain limitations, since it's only Midrabbanon. So here the Gemara is discussing what's the case of Tzlaf regarding Orla, but not in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz. So it says that Zoyrek Esu Avyonis, the Avyonis, which is the fruits, you have to throw away, because Orla Midrabonon is in Chutz La'aretz. V'oichel is a kafrisin. The kafrisin, however, which is this shell type of peel, which is edible, that's, you can eat it. So that would seem to say that it's not called the pri, it's not the fruit, and therefore Orla doesn't apply to it. Lememra, says the Gemara, we can deduce from what Rav just said, the evyonos pri, the evyonos are called the fruit of the tzlaf, the kafrisin lav pri, but the kafrisin is not called the fruit of the tzlaf. Ask the Gemara or a minu, we can ask a stira from this, from a braisa. Almine nitzba, regarding all the different parts of the tzlaf, it says as follows, al ha'alim v'alat morois, on the leaves and the tomorrows, oimer boyer pri adoma. It's not the actual fruit of the tree, and therefore you make her adoma, not her eitz. Al ha'evyoinis v'ala kafrisin, but both on the evyoinis, the main part of the fruit, and the kafrisin, oimer boyer pri eitz. So you see in this brisa that not only are the evyoinis called the pri, but also the kafrisin are called as the pri. And if the kafrisin are called the fruit, why then in Chutz La'aretz does Orla not apply to them? That was the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Hu d'omer k'Rav Akiva, Rav, who said that one can eat the kafrisin in Chutz La'aretz and Orla does not apply to them, he holds of Rav Akiva. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, Rav Eliezer, Oimer, Tzlaf, Mitaser, Tmorois v'Evyonis v'Kafrisin, Rav Akiva Oimer, Ein Mitaser, Elo Evyonis Bilvad. This is a new halachas, the halacha of Maisa, and this is even in Eretz Yisrael. Maisa has to be taken from fruits. The question is, what part of the tzlaf is called a fruit that you have to take maisa from? And this is talking about midrabbanon, because maisa min ha-Torah only applies to very distinct types of fruits and not to the tzlaf. So Rabbi Eliezer says that the tmoris and the avyonos and the kafrisin are all called a fruit in maisa, in Hilchas Maisa. But, and Rabbi Akiva says that you only take Maisa from the Avyonis themselves. So Rabbi Akiva seems to say that the Kafrisin are not called a fruit. And Rav follows that opinion. Ein Misaser Elo Avyonis Bilvad Mipnei Shehu Pri. Only that is part of the Pri. And that explains Rav. Asks the Gemara, V'neima halocha k'Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rav, when he speaks about orlo in chutzlaretz, tell us that orlo in chutzlaretz, you have to throw away the evyonos, the fruits, and you can eat the kafrisin? Just say that halocha is like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said regarding Maisa in Eretz Yisrael, that you only have to take Maisa on the evyonos. So that tells us that the evyonos are fruits and the kafrisin is not fruits. And we'll make the equation ourselves, that when it comes to orlo in chutzlaretz, the evyonos will have to be thrown away, and the kafrisin can be eaten. Why did Rav have to tell us the halocha and work it out for us that evyonos zayra can kafrisin oichel? Just tell us the halocha is like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, no. I omar halocha k'Rabbi Akiva, had Rav just told us the halocha is like Rabbi Akiva, have a minna, I might have thought, afilu b'oretz. Because Rabbi Akiva is talking about Maisa in Eretz Yisrael, that the evyonos are called fruits, and the kafrisin are not called fruits. And Rabbi Akiva says that in Maisa, which is Rabbonon, even in Eretz Yisrael. So, if Rav would have said halocha k'Rabbi Akiva, we may have thought that even regarding orlo in Eretz Yisrael, only the evyonos is called a fruit and the kafrisin is not a fruit, and that orlo in Eretz Yisrael, which is min ha-Torah, you can eat the kafrisin, it's not called a fruit. And Rav clearly intended to say that only in Chutz La'aretz we consider the kafrisin as not being a fruit, and therefore you can eat it in Orlo, by an Eretz Yisrael, yes. And that's not completely like Rabbi Akiva. Kumash Malon, so that's what Rav was telling us, that kol ha-meikul b'oretz halocha k'moisei b'chutz la'aretz. Regarding Orlo, the lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, even though we do not rule like the lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, Orlo is min ha-Torah, and therefore we would not paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael. However, in Chutz La'aretz, the Orlo in Chutz La'aretz is midrabbanon, therefore we paskin like the more lenient opinion of Eretz Yisrael, but only in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore Rav had to say that Orlo in Chutz La'aretz, the evyonos have to be thrown away, but the kafrisin are allowed to be eaten, because the kafrisin in Chutz La'aretz, we're allowed to assume the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that the kafrisin are not called a fruit. Aval ba'aretz lo, not in Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, V'neima halocha k'Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aretz, d'chol ha'meikel b'aretz halocha k'moisei b'chutz la'aretz. Why didn't Rav just say, in Chutz La'aretz the halocha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva, since he is the more lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael? And that will have made himself clear, and he didn't have to say explicitly that Orlo in Chutz La'aretz, the evyonos zayrek, and the kafrisin oichel. Just tell us what the rule is. Halocha is like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, Omar Hochi, if he would have said that, Hava Mina, I might have thought, Hana Mila Gabi Meiser Ilon de Be'oretz Gufa Midrabonon. Aval Gabi Orlo de Be'oretz Midraisa Eima B'chutz La'aretz Nami Nigzer Komash Malon. If Rav would have just associated the halocha of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva himself was speaking about Maisa, so I might have thought that when Rav says that halocha is like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, maybe he's only referring to Maiser, that even in Eretz Yisrael it's midrabanon. So in Chutz La'aretz, regarding Maiser, everybody will understand from Rav that only the evyonos are called a fruit, but the kafrisin are not called a fruit. But we would not have understood from there, regarding Orlo, even in Chutz La'aretz, that the halocha is that kafrisin is not called a pri, because I might have thought that since Orlo in Eretz Yisrael is min ha-Torah, maybe will be machmir even in Chutz La'aretz, that the kafrisin is called a fruit. And it's only with Maisa that even in Eretz Yisrael, the Maisa of the Tzlaf is only midrabanon, therefore in Chutz La'aretz we can go after the lenient opinion, like Rabbi Akiva. That's why Rav had to say that even regarding Orlo, that in Eretz Yisrael it's min ha-Torah, in Chutz La'aretz we can follow the lenient opinion, and the halacha is that evyonos zayrek and kafrisin oichel. Continues the Gemara. Ravina ashkechei lemar baravashi, Ravina met mar baravashi, de kozorik evyonos v'ka'ochel kafrisin. He was, regarding Orlo in Chutz La'aretz, he would throw away the evyonos, which are called the fruit, but he would eat the kafrisin because they're not called a fruit, similar to what we saw before in the name of Rav. Omale, Ravina said to Mar Barvashi, my daitcho, why are you eating the kafrisin? It's Orlo in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva the Makel, because you are following Rabbi Akiva, who he is the Makel in Eretz Yisrael, as we saw before in the Halachas of Maaser, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you only have to take Maaser from the Avyonos and not from the Kafrisin, and you're following that opinion in Chutz Loretz. He says, V'levid mar kebe shamay de mekili tfei. I can find you somebody that's even more Makel than Rabbi Akiva, and even the Avyonos will soon see maybe not called a fruit, and you can eat them in Chutz Loretz, and there's no Orla at all there. Ditnan, we saw in a Braisa, Tzlaf, regarding this Tzlaf, Beshamay Oimrim Kilayim Bekerim. The halacha is, according to some opinions, and we've seen this earlier in the Masechta, that the Issa of Kilayim applies, according to these opinions, when you take two yerokis, two vegetables, and you plant them together at the same time as you're planting some seeds of the vine, called the charetzon. So in order to be kilayim min ha-Torah, you need the charetzon, the seeds of the grapes, plus two vegetables. So Beis Shammai say that the tzlaf is actually kilayim bekerem. It's called a vegetable, it's called a yerek, in the kerem, in the vine, in the vineyard. And it's not called a fruit. If it would be a fruit, it wouldn't be kilayim. Or Beis Hillel oimrim. Beis Hillel say, ein kilayim bekerem. They say that the planting tzlaf, it's not called a, it's called a fruit, and therefore there's no kilayim when you're planting it together in the vine. Eilu ve'eilu moidim, but both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai hold shechayev ba'orla, that tzlaf belongs to their fruits, and therefore there's a chiyuv of orla, and the first 2 years you're not allowed to eat them. Ask the Gemara ha'gufa kasha. This seems to be contradicting itself. Omros tzlaf Beis Shammai imrim kilayim bekerem. You're saying first that tzlaf is kilayim in a keren, which means it's a vegetable and not a fruit. And then you say, alma min yereku, it's a vegetable. V'hodotonya, and then you say, elu ve'elu moidim, shechayev ba'orlo. And then you're saying that nonetheless, there's a chiyuv of orlo, which means it's a fruit. Alma min ilonhu. So, make up your mind. Is tzlaf called a fruit? Is tzlaf called a vegetable? Says the Gemara, holoi kasha. That's not a kasha. Why? Beshamei sfuke mesapke lehu. They had a suffix. They actually weren't sure whether tzlaf is called a fruit or if it's called a yerek, a vegetable. Ve'ovdi hocha lechumra, ve'hochi lechumra. And they just went lechumra. Orloi neret yishol is minatayra. So they went lechumra and they said there's an issa of orla. Regarding kilayim, they went lechumra and they said it's called a vegetable. And there's kilayim there. Mikol mokim lebeis shamai havelei sofik orla. Either way, we see that according to Beis Shammai, tzlaf is only a sofik pri. It's only sofik orla. There's no orla on yerek. Utnan, we learned in a Mishnah, sofik orla be'eretz Yisrael asa. In Eretz Yisrael, that orla is min ha-Torah. If you have sofik orla, you have to be machmir. Ubesuria, in Syria, which is an annex to Eretz Yisrael, it's just near Eretz Yisrael, it's close to its borders, mutar. It's there's no orla. It doesn't apply the same way as Eretz Yisrael or Bechutz Loretz, but even further away than Syria, not only is one allowed to eat the Sofik orla, but Yered Veleikeach, you're allowed to go to an Amoret and say to him, please give me from a certain fruits, even though you know that he has orla in his fields, and orla is also midrabonon. But since you're not sure whether the fruits that he's cutting down are definitely orla or not, you're allowed to even ask him to cut it down, put yourself into a position of sofik, and then you're allowed to eat it. You can't see him cutting down from a tree of orla. If you see him taking orla, it's not a sofik. But if you don't know where he's taking from, you're allowed to even ask him to buy and then eat it. So this is the question of the Gemara. Why was Mar Baravashi in Chutz Loretz? He was eating the Kafrisin and not eating the Avyonos, because the Avyonos are a fruit, like Rabbi Akiva says. Why don't you assume the Sofik of Beis Shammai, that it's a Sofik fruit, Sofik vegetable? If it's a vegetable, if it's a Yerek, then you can even eat the fruit of it in Chutz Loretz, even the Avyonos. So why did you throw away the Avyonos in Chutz Loretz? Says the Gemara, there's a very simple difference. Rabbi Akiva b'mokim Rabbi Eliezer of Dinon Kavosei. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are both an authority, and therefore, even if we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, he's an authority regarding chutz loretz. Beis Shammai b'mokim beis Hillel eino mishnah. However, the halacha is so clear, like beis Hillel against beis Shammai, that beis Shammai is not even considered an authority to take into account regarding chutz loretz in any way. Continues the Gemara. V'teper klei denase shomer lepri. Now the Gemara is asking, this kafrisin that we're talking till now, is it a fruit? Is it not a fruit? Let's say it's not the fruit. For example, in Oroloin Chutz Loretz, we saw before from Rav that he would throw away the avyoinos, but he would eat the kafrisin. Says the Gemara, there's a din of shomer lepri, which means that even if something is not the fruit itself, if it's protecting the fruit, it has the same halachas as the fruit itself. So why should it not be osa, even in Chutz Loretz, to eat the kafrisin, not because it's the pri itself, but because it's a shomer for the pri? And you can see that it's protecting the tree. It's a coating, it's a shell of the avyoinos. Rachmona Omar, the Pasuk says, V'araltem orlosoi espirioi, that the dinim of orlo apply to the fruit, and it doesn't say just perioi, it says espirioi, and we know that es hatofel perioi, the word es often means that not only the thing itself, but something annexed to the thing itself is also included. Umaynihu, what would that be? Shomer lepri. If even something that's not the fruit itself, but it protects the fruit, it has the same halachas as the fruit. Omarova, heicha omrinon denase shomer lepri, heicha deasya bein betolush bein b'mechubar. When do we say that something, in our instance, the kafrisin, would have a din of a shomer, is only if the shomer stays there whilst the fruit is attached to the tree, and when it's detached from the tree. Even when it's off the tree, the shomer is still there. Hocha, in the case of the tzlaf, b'mechubar isya, the kafrisin are only there when the avyonis, when the fruits, are attached to the tree. B'tolush leisa, but the kafrisin fall away before the fruit is taken off the tree. Therefore, it does not have the halacha of shomer. Esve Abaya. Abaya asked a question on this. Pit moshel rimoin. A pomegranate, part of the pomegranate, is called the pitum. And it says that the pitum is mitzterefes, it's combined with the pomegranate. And this is another halacha, that it says that if a fruit becomes tomei, then in certain instances it can make something else become tomei as well. However, that's on condition that the fruit itself is the size of a kibetza, the size of an egg. What happens if the rimoin itself is tomei, but it's not the size of a beitza? It's only the size of the beitza if you include with it, if it's combined with the pitma. The halach is, pitma shel rimoin mitztarefes, it's included with the rimoin to make up the size of a kebeitza. The hanetz sheloi, however, the part of the pomegranate called the netz, ein mitztaref, it does not get included, it's not combined with the fruit to make up the shiur of a kebeitza. Midak Omar, says the Gemara, since it says the hanetz sheloi ein mitztarif, that the netz is not mitztarif to the rimoin, alma we see the lav oichelhu. We see that it's not part of the fruit itself. V'tanya gaba orla, regarding orla, what do we know about the netz? It says that klipe rimoin, the shells of the rimoin, v'hanetz shelo, and this netz, klipe egoizim, the shells of nuts, v'agarinim, and which is another type of food, chayovin ba'orlo. One is not allowed to eat them in the orlo years. How can you say that the netz is not allowed to be eaten in orlo? It's called a fruit. Nonetheless, you say it's not mitzdarif to the rimoin to make up the shiur of a kabetza. So it must be that the netz is called a shomer. So in Hilchas orlo, it's also to eat it because it's a shomer to the pri. Even though in Hilchas Tum of Atayra, it's not included, it's not called the fruit itself. In Orla, it's a shomer. And we know that this netz falls off, it's not there with the pomegranate when the pomegranate is off the tree. So you see clearly that the netz, which is only a shomer whilst it's on the tree, it's got the din of a shomer. So how could you rather say that the reason that slaf, you're allowed to eat the kafrisin in Chutz Loretz because it's not called a shomer. And the reason it's not called a shomer is because it falls off the tzlaf falls away from the fruit before the fruit gets picked off the tree, we see from the pomegranate that the fact that it's not there when it gets picked off the tree is not a reason that it loses the title of Shomer. Says the Gemara, Elo Omar Rava, we need to find another explanation why Kafrisin do not have the din of Shomer to be osur by Orlo. Says the Gemara, when does part of a fruit become a shomer? It's on condition that it's there protecting the fruit once the fruit is ripened. Hi kafras, but these kafrisin leisa b'shas gmar peira, they fall down before the fruit is completely ripe, and therefore it does not have the status of a shomer. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'homer of Nachman Omar Rabbi Baravua, Hani Maschili. Maschili is with dates, with tamarim, and exactly the status and what kafrisin are with tzlaf, that's what maschili is with tamari. It's a type of shell that covers the fruit. So these maschili, the orlo, in the years of orlo, asiri, one's not allowed to eat them. Hoyil v'nasu shemer lepri. Since this maschili, they have the status of a shomer, one is not allowed to eat them during Orlo. And the Gemara explains, V'shomer lepri emes hava, when are these maschili actually protecting the fruits, the dates? Bekufra, only when the dates are very, very small, long before they are ripe. So you see here, B'kakori le shomer lepri, and nonetheless, it's called a shomer lepri, even though it's not there anymore when the dates become ripe. Says the Gemara of Nachman, Sovalor Kribyesi. Rav Nachman, who maintained that these maschili have the din of a shomer, even though they're there only right at the beginning, they hold like Kribyesi. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kribyesi, Oimer, Kribyesi holds. Smadar, Osur. Smadar is part of the grape, and it's talking about when the grapes are very, very small. And Rabbi Yossi holds that these grapes, when they're in the smadar state, when they're very small, it's also to eat them in Orlo, mipneishu pri. It's called a pri. So if according to Rabbi Yossi, that even when the grapes are very, very small, it's called a pri, so you see that a fruit is called a pri even before it's ripened. So if the fruit is called a pri before it's ripened, then the shomer of the fruit, even before the fruit is ripened, is also called a pri. If so, when we said before that the maschili, which is also in Orla because it's a shomer, even though the maschili is only there b'kufra when it's very, very small, that's because he holds like Rabbi Yossi that the fruits when they're very small is called a pri. But however, according to what we hold, Rabbonon upligi Rabbonon ole, but the Chachomim argue with Rabbi Yossi, and they say that a very, very small fruit that's not yet ripened has not got the din of a pri. And since it doesn't have the din of a pri, then a shomer that is only protecting the fruit before it's ripened is not a shomer to a pri, and therefore these kafrisin would not be called a shomer for Orlo. Continues the Gemara, Maskif lo Rav Simi min Arado. Rav Simi min Arado is now going to ask a question. We just now said that Rabbi Yossi, regarding grapes, maintained that even when they're very small, they're in the smadar state, they're called a fruit, and therefore anything that would be protecting a very small fruit is called a protection, a shomer for a pri, and would be also in Orlo. But the Chachomim argue with Rabbi Yossi, and they say that when the fruit is very small, it's not called a fruit, and therefore the shomer of a fruit that's not really called a fruit is not called a shomer. And we said that since the halacha is like the Rabbonon, then in the case of the tzlaf, the kafrisin that are only shomer, their vyonois, when their vyonois are not yet ripe, are not called a shomer lepri. So Rav Simi is now going to ask that that's all very good if you assume that the Chachomim who argue with Rabbi Yossi by the grapes regarding the smadar are also arguing with him with all other fruits, and that the Chachomim hold regarding tzlaf that avyonos before they're ripe is not called a pri, and therefore the kafrisin of the tzlaf which fall off before the avyonos become completely ripe, the kafrisin would not be called a shomer to the pri, and therefore it would not be asa for Orla. But the Gemara, he's going to ask on that. We're going to try and bring proof now that the Chachomim actually agree to Reb Yossi everywhere besides for the grapes. And therefore, in the case of Tzlaf, they would say their Vyoinos are called a fruit even before they're ripe. And if they're called a fruit before they're ripe, then the Kafrisin are called a Shomer Lepri. And then we're going to be back to our question, why are the Kafrisin allowed to be eaten in Chutz Laretz, in Orla? It's a Shomer to the Pri. Votnan, did we not learn in the Mishnah? Me'emosai ein koitzutzin eso ilonois b'shvies. There's a halacha that a fruit tree may not be cut down during the Shemitah year. The question is, at what point are the fruits enough developed that the tree that's holding them has the halacha of a fruit tree that it may not be cut down during Shemitah? All trees, as soon as they start bringing forth their fruits, it's already called a fruit tree and may not be cut down. Bishil says as follows, Hacharuvin, as far as the carobs are concerned, Misha Yashrishu. As soon as you see on the carob tree a chain type of form, as if the carobs are already starting to develop, at that point the tree is called a fruit tree, a tree that's bearing fruits, and it may not be cut down. V'hagafanim, as far as the grapevine is concerned, Misha Yigra'u. We have to soon see what that means. But from the Yigra'u stage, it's already called a fruit tree. V'azesim, the olive trees, Misha Yonitsu. From the stage called Yonitsu, the olives are already called fruits, and the trees bearing them may not be cut down during Shemitah. V'shar kol eilonis, and all other trees, Misha Yitzu, as soon as they start bringing forth their fruits. V'omer Rabbi Yossi says, Hu boiser, hu garua, hu pul halovon. The stage called boiser, and the stage called Yigra'u that we mentioned, is this, and the stage of pul halovon, a white beam, are all the same. Asks the Gemara, pul halovon tzolkadaitach, we're talking here about beans? How do beans come into this? Elo'ema, no, what we meant was, shi'uroi kapul halovon. The size that of boisor or garua is when the fruit is the size of a white bean. Says the Gemara, man shomasle de omar boiser in smadarloi. Who's the opinion that says that gefanim mishayigru'u, and we said that mishayigru'u is the size of boiser, and boiser is larger than the size of smadar. So who is the opinion that says that smadar is too small to be called a fruit, only boiser is called a fruit? Rabbonon, it's the Rabbonon, because according to Rabbi Yossi, even smadar is called a fruit. So you see that this opinion here that we just mentioned in the name of Beis Hillel is following the Chachomim that say that by grapes, smadar is not called a fruit, boisor is called a fruit. And those same opinions hold, uktoni, shar kole ilonis, that same Beis Hillel says that all other fruits, shar kole ilonis, mishiyetziu, as soon as they start bringing forth their fruits. So you see that even long before the fruits are ripe, they are called fruits. And if they're called fruits, then the shomer of those unripe fruits are also called shomer for a pri. So why is the kafrisin not also in orla midin shomer le pri? Eloma, Rava is going to give a third answer, a third try to explain. Heicha omrin on dava shomer le pri, when do we say that a shomer has the status of a shomer lepri? Heicha dechishak lesle leshomer. It's only on condition that if the shomer were to be removed, mayis pera, the fruit would actually wither away. Hocha, in the case of the tzlaf, kishak lesle loy mayis pri. If you would take away the kafrisin, their vyonis would not wither away, and therefore they do not have the halacha of a shomer. Says the Gemara, Hava Uvda, there was a story, Shokluha Lenates Derimoina, where they removed the nates part of the pomegranate, V'yovash Rimoina, and the pomegranate withered away, it dried out. That's why the nates has the halacha of a shomer. Shokluha Leparcha, when they removed the kafrisin from the tzlaf, the parcha de bitisa, the kafrisin of the tzlaf, V'ikayim bitisa, and the vyoinos, they didn't dry out. They stayed okay. And that's why the kafrisin do not have the status of a shomer lepri. Now the Gemara, this is in brackets, because a number of Rishonim hold that this is not actually part of the text of the Gemara. It actually was written by the Rishonim and somehow found its way into the text. V'hilchasa k'mar bar Rav Ashi. The halacha is like Mar Bar Rav Ashi that we saw in Amud Vav Amud Aleph, the Zorik es Avyoinis for Ochiles HaKafrisin. In Chutzlar, it's regarding Orla, only the Avyoinis are considered a fruit and he would throw them away, but the Kafrisin are not considered a fruit and he would eat them. And since the kafrisin regarding orla are not called a fruit, they're also not called fruits as far as the brochus is concerned. We do not make on them a boir priyait, elo boir priyadoma. We make on them a boir priha adoma. Continues the Gemara. Pilpili, which is some type of a pepper. Rav Sheshes Omar Shehakril. Rav Sheshes says the brocha you say on it is Shehakril. Rava Omar Loiklum, you don't make any brocha on it. Va'oz the Rava Letame, and this is the opinion of Rava across the board, the Omar Rava, Kas Pilpili. Kas is probably translated as chewing, but Rashi says it's an abnormal way of eating. If somebody chews pilpili, peppers, B'yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, potter, he's potter from Chorus. It's not called eating, it's not called a food. Kas Zangvila, which is chewing something, ginger, I think they translate it, B'yema Tekipur on Yom Kippur, potter, he's potter from Chorus. And since it's not normal to eat the pilpili, you don't make a broch on it. That's the opinion of Rava. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. We're going to ask Akasha on this now. Hoya Reb Meir Oimer, Mimashma Shenemar. Reb Meir says that from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'araltem orlosoi espirioi, the pasuk goes as follows: V'chisavoyu el ha'oret unatatem kol eitz machol v'araltem orlosoi espirioi sholei shonim yielochem arelim lo yeochil. So the pasuk associates and speaks about these fruits as eitz machol, and then says again v'araltem orlosoi espirioi. So the Gemara is saying, if it speaks about V'araltem or Losoi Espirioi, then I know we're talking about an Eitz Mechel, we're talking about a fruit tree, otherwise there's no fruits. Why does it have to say Kol Eitz Mechel? Eloma Talmud Loima Eitz Mechel is coming to teach us, Lehovi, to teach us an extra Chiddush. Lehovi Eitz Shetam Eitzoi Upirioi Shove is to tell us a special Chiddush. There's one type of tree, there's others, but we're talking about one particular type of tree that the wood tastes the same as the fruit. Ve'ezeze, which tree is this? Hapilpilin, it's this pepper tree. And so the Pasuk is telling us that the pepper tree is called a fruit tree. L'lamdoch shapilpilin chayovin ba'orlo. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that the pilpilin are also during the years of Orlo. So you see that they are called a fruit. So why, according to Rava, do you not make a bracha on them? Ulelamdoch, and by the way, it's teaching us something else. She'ein Eretz Yisrael chaseiro klum. There's nothing missing in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Eretz asher loy b'miskenus toichal bo lechem. It's a land where bread will be eaten without any poverty. Loy sechzar kolbo, and there's nothing lacking in it. Eretz Yisrael is so rich, everything's in it. Even pilpilim, peppers, are not lacking from it. So, but the question is, according to Rava, why do you not make a bracha if they're called a fruit? Loi kasha, ha biretivta, ha biyabeshta. When we say that the is of Orla applies, that's when these fruits are moist. V'ha biyabeshta, but on Yom Kippur, when we said that it's not normal to eat them, and therefore, your potter and according to Rava, you don't make a bracha on it. That's talking about biyabeshta, when they're dried, and it's not normal, bechlal, to eat them. Omri lo rabbonon lo marema. Kas zangvila. Again, if somebody ate, and it wasn't normal to eat, zangvila, which is ginger. B'yoyim de kippura, you ate them on Yom Kippur, potter is potter, it's not normal to eat these fruits. V'ha'oma Rava, did Rava not say, hai hamalta, which is zangvila mixed with honey. The asya mibei handui, that comes from a place called handui, which Rashi says is kush. Sharia, allowed to eat them, even though they were cooked. by non-Jews, by Goyim, because the halacha is that bishul akum is only asa for a type of food that could not be eaten raw. Since this zangvil, this ginger, could be eaten raw, we didn't need to cook them. Therefore, if a goy cooked them, it's mutter to eat it. And you make on it a bracha of boyer pri adoma. So you see that it is normal to eat ginger. So why then, if somebody eats it on Yom Kippur, is he potter? Says the Gemara, loy kasha. It's not a question. Ha beretivusa. When do we say that it's normal to eat it in its raw state? That's when it's still moist. But once it dries out, it may be used for making spices, but certainly not normal to eat it the way it is, and therefore, if somebody eats it on Yom Kippur, he's potter. Continues the Gemara. Chavitz kadeira. Chavitz is a type of a porridge, a type of food that's made in a pot. V'chein daisa, and also daisa. Rav Yehuda omar shahakil niyeh bedvori. Rav Yehuda says the bracha is shahakil. Rav Kahana omar boirim mine mazoinis. Rav Kahana says it's boirim mine mazoinis, since there's some type of flour in it as well. B'daisa greida, if it's just daisa on its own, kule almoloi pligi de boirim mine mazoinis. Everybody agrees the bracha of daisa is boirim mine mazoinis. Ki pligi, where are they arguing? B'daisa ke'en chavitz kadeira. A type of daisa which is similar to the chavitz kadeira we mentioned, which has in it a lot of other ingredients as well. In that case, Rav Yehuda Omar Shehakil. Rav Yehuda says the bracha would be Shehakil. Why? Sovar Duvsha Iker. He holds that the honey in it is the primary ingredient, and the bracha for honey is Shehakil. Rav Kahana Omar Boirim Mine Mezoinos. Rav Kahana says the bracha is Mezoinos. Sovar, he holds Smida, the flour part of it, Iker is the primary ingredient, and because of the flour, you make Boirim Mine Mezoinos. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Kavaseder of Kahana Mistabra, it's probable that the halacha is like Rav Kahana. The Rav Shmuel, the Omri Tarvayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, and we've seen this before, Kol Shiesh Boi Michameshes Haminim, anything that has in it one of the five minim, the wheat, flour, rice, belt, and the Chamesh Haminim Dogon, where they are Mezoinos, anything that contains the Chamesh Haminim, Mevorachin Olov Boirim Minim Mezoinos, we assume the Chamesh Haminim to be the primary ingredient, and therefore the Halacha is Mezoinos, like Rav Kahana said. And Yemir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to discuss this more in the next Sugya.